Вместе возьмемся за большую масштабную работу во имя России! Спасибо!
Vladimir Putin has won a fourth term as Russia's president. Elections were held over the weekend, and the result was never really in doubt. Putin's government even moved voting day to the anniversary of Russia's annexation of Crimea, a day that lots of citizens associate with a return of Russian greatness and dignity. Joshua Yaffa is covering Putin's re-election for The New Yorker, and he spoke to me from Sevastopol in Crimea, where many residents are voting in Russian elections for the first time.
I think we can say that Putin continues to remain at least broadly popular in Russia. But really, given the nature of these elections, which don't so much resemble elections as we're used to them, in which different candidates representing a spectrum of political opinion ideology fight in the contest that is at least partially unpredictable, that's not really what these elections were. They were more of a kind of referendum on Putin's rule. And given the Kremlin's rather successful ability in removing any other alternatives or challengers to Putin's rule over the years, and the control they have not just over the immediate political sphere in terms of what candidates they allow on the ballot and so on, but things like the media all the way down to local commissions, it's hard to make sort of traditional political conclusions based on these elections in terms of what voters really want, what is the mood of the electorate, and so on.
Well, is there an overarching political demand that Vladimir Putin is trying to satisfy in Russia now? What do Russian people want from their president?
You know, the last presidential term of Putin's, which began in 2012 and came to a close with these elections, was really defined by the events in Ukraine in 2014 and 15 and the events that followed, the annexation of Crimea and then the war in eastern Ukraine that followed, really set a tone for Putin's rule and for Putin's term leading to Russian intervention in Syria to try and influence the American political election. And that is about a narrative of restoring Russian greatness, restoring Russia's state pride, giving a note of mission or even ideology back into the Russian political space, which it had really been lacking since the collapse of the Soviet Union.
So, Josh, how are Russians viewing the things that seem to occupy the West about Russia? Election meddling, social engineering in the United States, connections with President Trump, or even the poisoning of former Russian spies on the streets of England. How do Russians view those things that we focus on so much?
On the whole, I think there's a lot of mystification and confusion about this kind of Russian obsession that seems to have captured the United States political class. You know, the past 25 years or really more, going back to the late Soviet experience, led to a kind of what you could call a very genuine sense of cynicism about the nature of politics. In other words, it's not that the Russian public thinks its government is innocent of particular charges, whether in trying to interfere in the election or poisoning a former spy in the UK, but rather that all governments, all states behave this way, and that the United States crying foul is merely a sign of hypocrisy or hysteria or both.
So Vladimir Putin has another six-year term, Joshua. Do we have any sense that this is it for him, that his political career winds down after this, or Vladimir Putin tries for another six? I guess we don't know.
I mean, that's the chief question now going forward. And in fact, kind of the chief question of these elections themselves, seeing as that Putin's victory was all but foretold, he at least formally, constitutionally, is a lame duck starting from his inauguration later this year, which means the real political battles, which have already begun, are about succession, about what happens next, about who Putin picks to succeed him. Will his hand-picked successor indeed be able to smoothly glide into power, or will Putin decide that the system is too fragile, too unstable, too built around his own personality and his own force of will that he can't leave office and will find some other way to stay in power beyond his next term? Those are the questions, as I say, that matter now and in fact even mattered before this vote.
Joshua Yaffa in Crimea for The New Yorker. Joshua, thanks.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.